welcome to Podcast Pink's special presentation of the 13 Days of Halloween. I am your host, Count Cordova. It will be my pleasure to serve you. Is your house haunted enough? If not, then you need a pet ghost. These pet ghosts are friendly and cuddly, and they start at only $9.99 Canadian. So why not creep over to patrickjmcnamara.webs.com and buy one today. Demons dance and monsters prance in nocturnal unhallowed halls, with phantom strings playing things best not heard within walls. Ghouls and ghosts of slumbers past in nightmare-feeling fears, from scary screams and unslept dreams of sights that disappear. Skeletons shake and devils snake through the darkest part of day. This Halloween night is filled with fright until daylight scares them away. That was Haunted Halloween by PJ McNamara. It's one of my favorites. It's all about monsters having a party. I bet many of you are planning your own Halloween parties. Some of you may even be going to a party tonight. Since Halloween falls on a Saturday this year, it should be a good year for Halloween parties. They could be called Parties for Departees. This song is about a party that didn't go as well. It's Lame Monster Party by Pauline Storm. Scare you tomorrow.
I threw a monster party last Halloween night and invited all the monsters for a fun October fright. All the famous monsters would be making the scene. I figured that my bash would be the year's biggest scream. I put out lots of Chex Mix and some Rice Krispie treats. The skeleton band was kicking out some spooky beats. I headed to the dance floor, ready to get down, but all the monsters just were sort of standing around.
It was a lame monster party.
Hey guys, come on!
It was a lame monster party.
Doesn't anybody want to dance?
The monsters were boring and the party really sucked, and nobody had any fun.
Nobody was boogieing or acting very scary. The zombies kind of roamed around, texting on Blackberries. Frankenstein showed pictures from his recent trip to Branson. Wolfman argued macroeconomics with Charlie Manson. When Jason wasn't droning on about Scientology, he talked in painful detail about his vasectomy. But Freddy Krueger took the prize for testing our endurance, trying to convince the ghost they needed life insurance.
It was a lame monster party.
Anyone for Twister?
It was a lame monster party.
How about karaoke?
The monsters were boring.
As he played his Game Boy, the mummy was doing Sudoku. Dr. Jekyll went and ate up all of the brownies, and Dracula kept checking his MySpace account. Leatherface, who showed up drunk, kept hitting on the witches, and cornered everybody with his Amway sales pitches. The creature from the Black Lagoon was out in the yard, debating with Godzilla about Kirk and Picard. Finally, I knew that it was time to call it quits when Chucky started reenacting a Monty Python skit. I learned my lesson, you can bet I won't do that again. Next Halloween, just me and Igor down at Bennigan's.
It was a lame monster party.
No, Igor, I don't want to see your Austin Powers imitation again.
It was a lame monster party.
Oh, put guacamole on the cat.
Music on this podcast came courtesy of Mevio's Music Alley, found at music.mevio.com. Check out writerpatrick.webs.com for links to this podcast and other interesting material.